The Strange Case of Origami Yoda. Hey guys, I just recently read this book called The Strange Case of Origami Yoda. It is an amazing book, just letting you know that. The author is Tom Engelberger? What? Engelberger, sorry about that. It just sounds a little funny. Angle and then burger. The number of pages is 145, but that is only for the story, excluding any extra pages. And so the title, as you already know, is The Strange Case of Origami Yoda. This book has no illustrator at all whatsoever. The genre is obviously fantasy, but realistic though. What happens is the shortest boy in a weird class named Tommy, connection, no? Another gross, ugly, dork-like kid named Dwight. Also, a medium-sized, mean, negative kid with glasses named Harvey are the main characters of this story. Basically, what happens is the dork Dwight has this origami Yoda that fits on his finger but gives amazing advice. Some people believe it's real, some people don't. So Tommy, the main character, gets everybody's story in yes and no. Origami Yoda, and puts in a whole story. Some people say it's real, some people don't, to spice things up. Harvey negatively commented on the stories. Well, obviously, he's negative. One story was negative, though. It was about an eighth grader calling Dwight a turdface until she realizes her spelling bee is coming up. Oh, no. She asked the dork, "Can I win?" Yoda says, "Word you must know is mulked." When the spelling bee began, she got out on a word stared here. The judge wanted to say muscle, but instead said muscle. And that is where she went out. And then another kid named Kellen, Tommy's friend, won the tournament. And nobody got the word mulked. Harvey in the comments said somebody finally believed him. What I was really, really impressed with was how Tommy got to the bottom of it. He searched up the word mulked in the dictionary. It meant revenge. Come on, if somebody bullied you, would you help them in need? Even at that time, they made fun of you. Dwight did the right thing. Anyway, what I liked about the book was how the author made it eye-catching and interesting. My favorite part was after the ending, not the ending. It showed us how to make Yoda, so I might try that sometime. Personal connection, shortest boy in the class, likes to grab other people's attention or gossips. My rating is 20-20-20 Jedi's out of 20-20-20-6. Six are better, so half. That's all you need to know. You should read this book. Sayonara, adios. Bye.